This is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, March 9th, 2024. This Key Races and Bets podcast is sponsored by AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a great legal online wagering website. AmWager.com is licensed in the U.S., has some great betting tools and perks, and is legal for residents of most states in the U.S. and covers most tracks in North America as well as many around the world. Check it out, AmWager.com. If you want the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, you can get it totally free at AmWager.com as well. We're going to start with the Florida Oaks Race 10 at Tampa Bay Downs on Saturday, March 9th with a post of 4:45 Eastern. The top win contenders are Style Points and Dynamic Pricing. The other contender is Pharaoh's Wine. Style Points is on a strong pattern for improvement off a neck defeat in the similar Swedish Chance Stakes that was at Gulfstream Park last month at this distance and on the grass like the Florida Oaks. Style Points had earned her first career win on December 24th in her second career start, also at the same distance on turf, improving to a 93 Equibase speed figure, which is numeric representation of time we can use to compare horses from various tracks. She earned that 93 in the Swedish Chant, which is tied for the best 2024 figure in the field with Dynamic Pricing, who finished another neck behind in third. Dynamic Pricing is making her third career start and second following a return from 3 months off in the Swedish Chant, so is likely to improve, but Style Points gets a slight preference because in the race she stalked in third, moved up to lead late before being beaten right near the wire with Dynamic Pricing rallying from seventh. In this race, with poolside, with Slim, and a Primera Vista, both drawing inside and having led from start to finish in their most recent races, as Destiny Star also did, that puts Style Points in a great early position, third or fourth before rallying and before Dynamic Pricing gets into high gear. Pharaoh's Wine may go to post at decent price odds because she finished sixth in the Swedish Chant. She was decently regarded 4-1 that day, lower odds than both Style Points and Dynamic Pricing, but Pharaoh's Wine lost position at the start when she threw her head. She was last of eight for most of the race, eventually closing for sixth. Last October, Pharaoh's Wine was four lengths back in the early stages of the Grade 2 Jessamine Stakes on grass and finished well for second. So with a better start than she had in the Swedish Chant and better early position, it's possible Pharaoh's Wine could be rallying from mid-pack to far back from with Dynamic Pricing. In Florida Oaks, Race 10 in Tampa Bay Downs on Saturday, March 9th, post 4:45. First, we'll consider a win bet on Style Points of 5 or 2 or more. That's the one to look to first. Minimum odds for win bet on Dynamic Pricing is 3-1, and Pharaoh's Wine could be considered at 4-1. Don't know if we'll get those thresholds, but could be considered. And if there is an opportunity to bet more than one horse to win, we should consider Dutching the bet, which means to prorate the wagers for the best value. It's quite useful. And there's a free Dutching tool at AmWager.com, which allows you and me to set the total amount you want to bet to win, and it prorates the wagers based on the odds for a maximum mathematical edge. Check it out at AmWager. For the exactas, we're going to play a couple here. Style Points and Dynamic Pricing over Style Points, Dynamic Pricing, and Pharaoh's Wine. And then when a box, Style Points, Dynamic Pricing, and Pharaoh's Wine. And then there's a lot of value here in the double, which is trying to pick the winners of two races, from Race 10, the Florida Oaks, to Race 11, the Tampa Bay Derby. So we're going to play three tickets here. And the first ticket is in Race 10, Style Points, Dynamic Pricing, and Pharaoh's Wine. In Race 11, Heartened, Domestic Product, No More Time, and Sturdy. The second ticket is going to be Style Points, Dynamic Pricing, and Pharaoh's Wine in Race 10. And just Heartened in Race 11. And the third ticket is going to be just Style Points in Race 10 with Heartened, Domestic Product, No More Time, and Sturdy in Race 11. We're keying on Heartened in Race 11 and Style Points in Race 10 on additional double tickets. So if those picks, which are the top selections, win, we'll hit the bet multiple times. Moving on to Tampa Bay Derby Race 11 at Tampa Bay Downs on Saturday, March 9th, post 5:18 Eastern. The win contenders are Heartened, No More Time, and Domestic Product. Another contender is Sturdy. Trainer Todd Pletcher has won the Tampa Bay Derby 5 times in the last 11 years. Might be 6-12 after the race is over if Heartened runs as I expect. Heartened started his 2024 campaign on turf in January, rallying from 10th of 12 to get third, then shipped to Tampa Bay Downs 4 weeks ago and moved to dirt. I think this was because Pletcher wanted to see how he liked this track and his dirt course, and Heartened did what Pletcher hoped he would do and won impressively at 4.5 lengths at the end. The most impressive thing about that effort wasn't the margin, but it was the way he ran the race. He broke in fourth, then moved up to engage with the leader about the time a quarter mile had been run. Still battling head-to-head for the lead for another quarter of a mile, Harton then extended his stride to be in front by 2 lengths with an eighth mile to run and widened further. Having improved to a career-best 94 Equibase speed figure, we compare that to the one put forth just a couple hours earlier on the same card by no more time in the Sam F. Davis. That was a 94 as well. Jose Ortiz rode Harton to victory last month and rides back, and the colt gets the ground-saving rail, so Ortiz can once again ask him for a burst of speed as needed at any point. As such, Harton appears to be a strong contender to win this year's Tampa Bay Derby. No more time stretched out to a mile around one turn last October in his second career start, won by nearly 7, earning a decent 87 figure for a 2-year-old. After being given more than 2 months off to mature physically and mentally, No More Time lost his composure in the post parade in the Mucho Macho Man Stakes on New Year's Day, then hopped in the air at the start, misexpending energy to move up third, then tired. But he shipped to Tampa for the Sam F. Davis 4 weeks ago, and he was a totally different horse, much more composed. He easily made the lead in a field of 10, battling for that lead through the first 6 furlongs and drawing off by 2 lengths and holding the runner up at bay. He improved to a 94 figure, as I mentioned earlier, the same as Harton earned in his last race, and he could take another step forward in this third start off a layoff. Although leading from start to finish in the Sam F. Davis, No More Time rallied from off the pace for his maiden win last fall, so no matter whatever pace scenario comes up here, this improving 3-year-old has every right to win his second stakes race in a row. Domestic Product showed a good deal of talent in his second lifetime start last October when running at 1.8 miles and winning by the same 4.5 length margin as Harton's did last month, earning a similar 88 figure to the one Harton received in his first win around the same time last year. Next out, Domestic Product ran poorly in the Remsen and faded to 7th after running 4th from the start through the mile. But he was given a couple months off to grow up physically and mentally, and he rallied from 5th to run 2nd in the Holy Bull on February 3rd at this distance of the Tampa Bay Derby. Although behind winner Hades by 2 lengths during the entire stretch run, Domestic Product did beat last year's Breeders' Cup juvenile winner Fierceness and earned a 92 figure. So making a second start as a 3-year-old, Domestic Product can be expected to take a step forward off that last effort and rounds out a trio, which appears to stand out against the rest. That being said, honorable mention goes to Sturdy, who has yet to win in 2 starts and maybe a decent price. 3-year-olds early in the year sometimes do earn their first wins in stakes, such as Lemon Muffin 2 weeks ago in the Honeybee at Oaklawn at big odds. Sturdy finished 2nd last fall to Domestic Product in a 9-furlong race and returned for his 3-year-old campaign 2 weeks ago and finished 3rd with an 81 figure. He was beaten just a 1/2 length for the win in that race, and Sturdy should take a nice step forward, 2nd off the layoff and 2nd as the 3-year-old, which gives him a shot at an in-the-money finish at the least in this race. In the Tampa Bay Derby, race 11, Tampa Bay Downs post 5-18 Eastern on Saturday, March 9th. We should look closely at the odds with about 10 minutes to post or less. And at that point, I would consider win bets on either or both Hardened and No More Time at 5-2 or higher. I also might look at 30 for 5-1 or more, and Domestic Product has minimum odds of 3-1, but considering he's a Chad Brown trainee, I think he's going to be lower than that, so we'll have to use him in exacta tickets and doubles, which we'll talk about in a second, or the doubles actually from the previous race, and the exactas we'll talk about in a second. However, as there will be an opportunity for at least a win bet on Sturdy and Harton, or No More Time and Sturdy, then this will allow us another opportunity to gain a mathematical edge provided by using the free and easy touching tool at Amwager.com, which lets us set the amount we want to win and prorates our wagers for an edge. For the exactas, I want to box Hardened, Domestic Product, and No More Time. And then I want to play a 2nd exacta, which is Hardened, Domestic Product, and No More Time over Hardened, Domestic Product, No More Time, and Sturdy. Hopefully we'll make some money in the doubles as well. Moving across Florida to Gulfstream Park for a couple of nice streaks. The first is the Silks Run, race 9 at Gulfstream on Saturday, March 9th, 4:06 Eastern. The top win contenders are Canthari and Big Evasion. Other contenders are Panther Island and Coppola. Canthari is a lightly raced 5-year-old, having just run 5 times, winning 3 of those. All 5 starts came at similar short sprints like this 5-furlong turf race, and all 3 wins have come at Gulfstream. The most recent came on January 5th when, after 7 months off, Cantore won a just-below-stakes-level classified allowance under Paco Lopez, who rides today, leading from start to finish and giving no other horse a chance. That effort earned a sparkling 107 equibase speed figure, the same as Big Invasion earned last fall when beaten the neck in the Breeders' Cup sprint, turf sprint. Rested 2 months, Cantore is very capable of repeating that effort, and none of the horses in this field possess his kind of early speed, so it's every indication he can go to the lead and repeat that last effort. Big Invasion is a top turf sprinter, having won 8 of 15 turf races all sprints. Like Cantore, he has 3 wins on the Gulfstream Park turf. One of those was in the 2023 running of the Silks Run Stakes, where he rallied from 6th of 9 as the 7-5 favorite, and he's likely to be the favorite again. This is because his last 3 races of 2023 were all top efforts, including a win in the Grade 2 Nyrtic Stakes and nearly winning the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. In his last 2 races of 2023, Big Invasion ran fast enough to earn 110 and 107 equibase speed figures, which are good enough to win if Cantore doesn't run as he did in January or improve upon that race. On the other hand, when Big Invasion won this race last year off a layoff, very similar to the one he's coming back from today, he earned a 97 figure, which is actually inferior to how fast he'd need to run today to win. So it could be he's a much worse win bet than Cantore and a couple of others, but definitely a horse to use in doubles and exotics. Panther Island won the similar Janus Stakes at this distance over the course in December with a very strong 114 figure, then nearly won the similar Gulfstream Park Turf Sprint 4 weeks ago, moving up to third to lead late, then beaten a half length at the end, but with a 101 figure. Coppola won that race, rallying from 6th after getting a jockey change to Zayas for the first time, who rides again. Although 4th in the Janus and behind Panther Island prior to that, Coppola had earned a 110 figure, so he can't be counted out as a contender here. In the Silks Run Stakes, race 9 at Gulfstream Post 4:06 Eastern on Saturday, March 9th. Cantore and Big Invasion absolutely should be considered for win bets at 5-2 or more. I don't think Big Invasion is going to make that threshold, so we'll use other bets to profit if he wins. Panther Island and Coppola could be considered for win bets at 4-1 or more. I take the highest odds of the two, and then if Cantore is above 5-2, as I expect, and either Panther Island or Coppola is above 4-1, I'll use the Dutching Tool and Amwager to make my win bets for the best edge. I'm going to play a couple of exactas here. The first is Cantore, who I think should win, over Panther Island, Big Invasion, and Coppola. And the second one is using Big Invasion and Cantore on the top spot over Cantore, Panther Island, Big Invasion, and Coppola. Now we have some nice double plays here from this race, Silks Run, to race 10, the Hurricane Birdie. The first is going to be Cantore, Panthers Island, Big Invasion, and Coppola. That's in race 9. And Red Carpet Ready in race 10. The second is going to be Cantore in race 9 with Red Carpet Ready, Spirit Wind, Olivia Darling, and Lady Radler in race 10. Moving on to race 10, the Hurricane Birdie, Gulfstream Park, 4:36 Eastern Post on Saturday, March 9th. The top win contender is Red Carpet Ready. Other contenders are Lady Radler, Spirit Wind, and Olivia Darling. Red Carpet Ready has won 4 of 6 races, but one of those could be discounted. It was her effort last July when 7th, and which led to the 8-month layoff she's coming back from today. She's been working very well for her return. She won her debut. She won the Grade 3 Forward Gal 13 months ago at Gulfstream off a layoff. She also won the 8 Bell Stakes on Kentucky Oaks Day, a Grade 2 race following 2 months off. Luis Saez was up for her last 2 wins rides today, and the 99 equibase speed figure, which she earned last May in the 8 Bells, is the best figure earned by any horse in this field this year or last or ever. And it's likely to be improved upon now that she's a much more mature 4-year-old. This makes Red Carpet Ready the one to beat because she's a perfect 4-for-4 at distances under a mile, like this one. Lady Radler proved she belongs in the female sprint division when taking the Grade 3 Dogwood Stakes last September, earned a 95 figure. She had run a bit faster in the Goldfinch Stakes with a 98 figure in May, but also threw in 2 clunkers in 2023. Then after being off for 4 months, Lady Radler returned in the Minaret Stakes at Tampa and tired in the stretch after leading from the start for the first 5 furlongs. I think Lady Radler is going to be more physically fit today and isn't necessarily need the lead type as she won the Dogwood from off the pace. Coming off the poor effort, similar to before the Dogwood, she may be ignored by the betting public, and noting her Dogwood win came at 23-1, I think Lady Radler might be considered. Spirit Wind has only finished worse than second one time in eight races, winning five of the other seven. She absolutely loves Gulfstream, where all five wins have come, including the Grade 2 Princess Rooney in July of 22 and the Grade 3 Sugar Swirl this past December. Spirit Wind has won the last four times she's come back from layoffs, as she's doing here, and the 98 figure in the Sugar Swirl could make her competitive if repeated. Olivia Darling was beaten by a couple of necks by Spirit Wind in the Sugar Swirl, then flattered when Spirit Wind came back to win the Grade 2 Inside Information on January 27th. Making her third start after being off for a couple of months, Olivia Darling can improve off the 96 and 98 figures in those two races. However, it must be noted that Iratis Jr., who rode Olivia Darling in those recent starts, is at Tampa today, and David Egan is running. And although an accomplished jockey, Egan is just 5-for-61 since coming over from Europe to ride at Gulfstream Park and has never ridden this mare before. In the Hurricane Birdie race 10 to Gulfstream, of course, I hope we're live for some nice double payoffs, but I would bet Red Carpet Ready to win at 9-to-5 or more. Lady Radler and Spirit Wind can be considered for win bets at 7-to-2 or higher, and Olivia Darling can be considered for a win bet at 4-to-1 or more. Going to play a couple exactas here. The first, of course, is keying Red Carpet Ready. The exact of Red Carpet Ready over Lady Radler, Spirit Wind, and Olivia Darling. The second is going to be Red Carpet Ready and Lady Radler over Red Carpet Ready, Lady Radler, Spirit Wind, and Olivia Darling. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Don't forget, there's a lot here. So if you want to get the written version to have it to look at, you can go to amwager.com, click on How to Bet and All the Stars blog, and get the written version of the Key Races and Bets blog. While you're there, look around. If you're not a member, sign up. You'll be very happy you did. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.